This is Dr. Rollington Ferguson dictating cardiology clearance on patient Fields, F-I-E-L-D-S, first name Kenneth, K-E-N-N-E-T-H, the date of birth August 26, 1949, the date of evaluation January 24, 2022, referring physician is Dr. Eric Stuffman, E-R-I-C, Stuffman, S-T-U-F-F-M-A-N-N. The chief complaint, 72-year-old male who is seen preoperatively. The HPI, the patient is a 72-year-old male who reports an episode of fall from his bicycle approximately 10 days earlier period. He stated that he was going approximately 12 to 13 miles per hour period. He is not sure what happened period. He has no recollection of the event. He was subsequently seen at Sutter/Eden Hospital, where he was referred to orthopedic surgeon, period. He apparently had no evidence of fracture, but was found to have a fairly large hematoma and a bruise across his entire leg. He also reports some swelling, period. His pain level was noted to be 2-3/10 with any type of contact, period. The patient has a significant history of coronary artery disease, period. He apparently had a non-ST elevation myocardial infarction in 2021, period. He is known to have history of coronary artery disease and his status post bypass surgery in February of 2014, period. He further underwent a replacement of the aortic valve for, as he had bicuspid aortic valve, period. He had been admitted into the acute hospital in February of 2014 for abnormal stress tests, which revealed inferolateral ischemia, period. Cardiac catheterization at the time demonstrated 50% left main stenosis. LAD had 90% ostial lesion and approximate 90% stenosis, period. The first diagonal had 80% stenosis. The circumflex had 30% stenosis. And right coronary artery was noted to be occluded, period. He then underwent a lima to the LAD, saphenous vein graft diagonal, saphenous vein grafts to obtuse marginal and PDA, period. He had a PET scan in February of 2018, which revealed no evidence of ischemia, period. In February of 2021, he underwent cardiac catheterization and stenting of the right coronary artery using a Resolute Onyx 3mm by 22mm drug-eluting stent. He had a repeat cardiac catheterization performed at North Kansas City Hospital in July 2021. This followed a ST elevation myocardial infarction, period. This revealed normal left main, period. LAD had a 90% stenosis, circumflex artery had a 70% stenosis, right coronary artery had a 30% stenosis, and a patent stent. The posterolateral branch was 100% occluded. The lima to the LAD was patent. The saphenous vein graft to the diagonal was patent. the sequential SVT to the obtuse marginal and posterolateral lateral branch was also patent, period. He had been treated medically, period. He has history of cardiomyopathy. Echocardiogram in 2018 demonstrated EF of 35-40%, period. A repeat echocardiogram in July 2018 revealed ejection fraction of 40%. Echocardiogram in May 2019 revealed ejection fraction of 45-50%, period. He had developed postoperative atrial fibrillation, which was treated with amiodarone, period. His past medical history includes one bicuspid aortic valve, next number coronary artery disease, next number cardiomyopathy, next number dyslipidemia, next number gouty arthritis, next number hypertension, next number hyperlipidemia, next number hypertensive disorder, past surgical history, cholecystectomy / laparoscopic, July 17, 2021, next number coronary angiogram, July 15, 2021, next number abdominal cysts, next number appendectomy, next number coronary artery bypass grafting, next number palonidal cysts, next number repair of meniscus, next number tonsillectomy, next number bovine aortic valve, next number right clavicle fracture 3 years ago, next number appendectomy. The medications Isorsabide 30 milligrams one daily, amlodipine 5 milligrams one daily, losartan 50 milligrams one daily, fenofibrate 40 milligrams one daily, calvedilol 3.125 milligrams one BID, allopurinol unknown dose one daily, allopurinol 100 milligrams one daily, clopidogrel 75 milligrams one daily, atorvastatin 40 milligrams one daily, osteobiflex 1 BID, focus factor 1 BID, D, nitroglycerin 0.4 milligrams PRN, D, allergies, no known drug allergies, family history, non-contributory, although a grandfather died of heart disease at age 79, father died with cancer at age 49, mother is alive and well at age 97, social history, he notes rare alcohol use, but no cigarette smoking or drug use, the review of systems, constitutional, he has noted weight loss, correction, he has had changes in his weight, the review of systems otherwise is unremarkable, the physical examination, vital signs, blood pressure 144/64, pulse 56, respiratory rate 20, height 71 inches, weight 234 pounds. In general, he is alert, oriented, and in no acute distress. The examination otherwise significant for multiple systolic murmurs, period. D, data review, ECG reveals a sinus rhythm of 61 beats per minute. There is prolonged first-degree AV block. There is left atrial enlargement, period. There is left bundle branch block, period. This EKG is not significantly different from that of an EKG dated July 15, 2021, which also reveals left atrial enlargement, first degree AV block, and left bundle branch block, period. Due to the above, he was referred for echocardiographic evaluation. Echocardiogram performed on June 26, 2022 revealed global hypokinesis, but with multiple segmental wall motion abnormalities to include septal moderate severe hypokinesis. Anterior wall is noted to be hypokinetic, as is the inferior wall, period. The calculated ejection fraction was 55%, 50-55%, period. However, on 2D inspection, the ejection fraction is 40-45%. He is noted to have no significant gradient over the aortic valve, period. The patient is further noted to have trivial mitral regurgitation, trivial pulmonic regurgitation, and trivial tricuspid regurgitation, period. The overall impression, this is a 72-year-old male who experienced a fall from a bicycle, period. He is unclear of exactly what happened, period. I suspect that he had a syncopal episode, period. He has underlying coronary artery disease, period. He is known to have significant three-vessel disease, history of cardiomyopathy, and ischemic heart disease, period. His overall risk is significantly increased, period. He has history of possible ST elevation myocardial infarction in July of 2021, period. His grafts were noted to be patent at that time, period. The patient is cleared for his procedure. However, he does have significant risk, period. He possibly requires an EP study to further evaluate for ventricular tachycardia as a possible etiology for his episode of questionable syncope, period. Dr. Rollington Ferguson, ending dictation on patient Kenneth Field. Thank you.